This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. Pat Boone does our commercial, doesn't he? He better return my phone call. VitalFactors.com. Want to keep your muscle tone? Yes, please. Your energy level? Yes, please. Firm skin? Yes, please. And your immune system, of course. Try what I do every day, 5 days a week, rather. I call them the fizzies. You'll love them, Joey pals. I haven't had a cold in 25 years. VitalFactors.com, all natural things. MDR Tabs is the phone number.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
Okay, in the treasure chest, you've got a gift certificate from Aspen Mills. Best tuna salad. 4 or 5 stores all over the valley. Wonderful, wonderful food. AspenMillsPS.com. 323-3123.
Hey, Joey pals, it's Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come on in and see us at any of our 4 Valley locations. We were voted best bakery and best sandwich in the Valley. So come in and check us out.
You've got a gift certificate to Boucher PS Air. They were our restaurant of the week last Monday. They're at 611 South Palm Canyon, next to Joey's Revivals. PSAirBar.com is the website. 327-7701. You've got a free month of Coachella Yoga, and she's offering a 12-month contract for $129 for the whole year. CoachellaYoga.com. 346-2988. And you've got a $250 gift certificate from Foley and Stinnett Interior Designs. Dan with 2 N's. Dan Foley and Stinnett with 2 N's and 2 T's. And Dan will go into your house. He'll give you an hour of free interior design advice. It's worth so much more than that. And we kid him. We hear that he stays until you ask him to leave. 322-2268. FoleyStinnett.com. And it works this way. Do you have children?
Yes.
How many?
2.
Okay. We'll take your 2 and my 3. We'll take the 5th caller, Joey pals. 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 5, I'll mail all those things out to you. And thank you for making this show what you have. I'm in my 26th year. After my birthday, I can say I'm in my 27th year. But it's all because of my Joey pals. Couldn't have done it without you. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming. We're sharing the heartbeats the entire hour with Richard DeSantis. That's how we do our Talk of Stars segment. Next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Richard's getting a star on the Palm Springs Walk of Stars. Tell me what that feels like.
Really amazing. That's how, I don't know how else to describe it. Growing up as a kid and seeing all of the stars that are there on the Walk of Stars already, and knowing how much a part of my life they were on screen before then. It's almost surreal. My first memory of life was my grandfather teaching me how to milk a cow by lantern light.
Uh-huh.
So, to go from the farmhouse to the White House and back is pretty amazing.
And we'll get to hear all about that next Tuesday. Now, you've had your family around. Will they be here for the star?
Some
of them. Good.
Yeah.
Good. And you have a lot of people, I mean, the people that you've employed in the 20 years that you did the film festival, but in looking at your press information, you've done how many shows in the Coachella Valley?
About 360.
Since 1995 or something.
Yeah, since
wow.
I started doing these. And, you know, going back to the, being able to do that, remember, in Washington, D.C., I worked with the chief of protocol of the U.S. and the chief of protocol of the National Gallery of Art, who taught me etiquette, manners, and civility, that beyond which is why I was involved in things like the state dinner between Reagan and Gorbachev, why I took my team down to the new North Carolina Museum of Art and opened it with a grand dinner down there. So I've had a lot of training.
Who have you brought to our valley? We don't want to go to Washington. It's cold there.
Everybody. But, you know, back to Harold and back to the film festival.
Mm-hmm, please.
Harold wasn't just a guy, although at first it was funny because he and I were both just guys. But we had a common vision about the film festival, that it could really be something, that it had potential, and that handled the right way, it could be a major asset for Palm Springs and the whole valley.
Well, the last time we did it, it had how many billion media impressions? Was it 5 billion? We used to count 100,000 media impressions, remember?
Yeah.
10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It's like 5 billion.
Well, if you recall, the first big, massive media push we got was when a certain star came out to the podium drunk on her fanny.
Yes.
And Harold and Jim Houston were mortified, and I looked at the hits we were getting the next morning, and I called Harold up, and I said,
get her back.
did you realize how many hits we have? And he said, are you kidding? And I said, no, call Jim and tell him.
Yeah. We've had some stories.
You know, it was the perfect P.T. Barnum. Doesn't make any difference what they're saying about you as long as they're talking about you.
What kind of other events have you done in the Valley? A lot of charity?
A lot. Mostly charity work.
Really?
Yeah. Very few. I've done a few private events. When Walter and Lenore Annenberg were around, I did a number of parties for them, private parties for their children and them. And, I've done a few things, but most everything has been associated with some charity, which is really meaningful for me, because I think that a big part of every person's life should be focused on not only what you can do for yourself, but what you can do for others.
Giving back.
Yeah. And that's been, one of the biggest joys that I've ever had, is being able to know that what we were doing, when you're sitting back there and I'm yelling at you over the headset, is that...
That's a whole other radio show.
is that we're pumping both focus and money into causes that really help people.
My favorite story with you is maybe 8 years ago, we're doing the film festival, and Richard, I wear two headsets. One is the director, Bill Finley, telling me when to talk, and the other is Richard yelling at me. No. But we had a guest on. We can all say his name perfectly now. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Chiwetel
Ejiofor. And Richard came back to me during rehearsals, and he said, he's here, his manager, his agent's here. If you mispronounce his name when you introduce him, me, meaning Joey, the voice of Goddess, he will walk off the stage. And Richard was serious. We weren't kidding. Richard said he is so concerned with having his name pronounced properly. If you mispronounce it, he will walk off the stage. So I wrote Chiwetel Ejiofor, and the number 4. Chiwetel Ejiofor. And to this day, when we do the film festival, the crew still says, can you still say Chiwetel Ejiofor? We still can. It was real, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he went on. He became a star. This movie was a hit. And he did every other show on television, and they never pronounced his name right. But I was the one that caught the flack for it.
Well,
but we did it right.
Yeah. Well, that was what they were worried about, is that he was, he would be mispronounced forever.
Yes, but we didn't do that. We've had some great stories. Have you ever worked with someone besides the lady who had a couple of drinks that was too difficult for you to work with?
No. And part of it is, and I'm going to say this in a way that I hope, is understood. Part of it is that I'm fairly difficult to work with. You might have experienced
that. And then there's that.
But not just difficult. I'm really focused on doing something that's really professional. You know, half done is not in my vocabulary. Doing something without forethought and without taste and without the artistic craftsmanship that it deserves is just not in my book.
We've done some wonderful things.
Yeah.
I can think of all the people, I mean, the stars that Richard has put on the stage and the names I've gotten to say.
It's, you know,
I remember worrying about Jake Gyllenhaal, worrying about saying that. But we've done shows at the Living Desert.
Yeah.
Lots of charities and everything for Act for a Mess because of your dear wife. How long is Lynn gone now? My birthday will be 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, doesn't seem possible, but it is. I miss her all the time.
Yes, of course. How long were you married again?
42 years.
Gee whiz.
We'd probably still be married had she survived, but multiple sclerosis is a very difficult disease.
Yes.
So.
But you have served on that board of Act for a Mess with our dear friend Gloria. And
yes.
We have a lot of history. Have you written your speech for next Tuesday? Are you going to wing it?
I'm probably going to wing it, knowing me. I'll put something together. I don't, you know, again, going back to my credo of the way I work, I won't just go out there and stammer and act like an idiot.
I'll pull you off the stage. This is a switch.
I will carefully craft my idiocy.
There you go. There you go. Joey Pals, the Talk of Stars dedication is open to the public. It's free. It's 45 minutes. It's lovely. It's part of the fabric of who we are in Palm Springs. There's a wonderful book, The Walk of the Stars, that lists everybody that's, you know, shining your star as you walk along. Mine's over by Earl Greenberg's.
Yeah.
And
I'm very grateful.
It's going to be wonderful. I can't wait.
I'm
How are you going to arrive? Or is it a secret?
I'm still working on that. Oh. I still want the rickshaw, but nobody down here has a damn rickshaw.
Hey, Joey Pals, anybody know where we can rent a rickshaw?
Otherwise, I'll have to, you know, figure something else.
Come out.
It's strange.
Oh. Do you have a website that touts all your accomplishments?
I have a website, yes.
What's it called?
Eventproducer.com.
EventProducer.com. .com.
Yep. And I need to do some updating on it. But,
sure.
I'm really grateful to the city of Palm Springs for...
And the chamber.
And the chamber.
Yeah, Nona Watson. Nona Watson's not going to be there. She went to Europe or someplace without us. But Steve Henke and I will hold down the fort. And tell us quickly, you're starting a new business.
Yes.
For charities.
Been fumbling along for a year now, but everything's starting to come together.
What's it going to be called?
It's called Silver Moon Graphics.
Silver.
And if you
watch for it.
Yes, you can go to, there's a web store already, not fully populated, but you can go there. It's www.silvermoongraphics.com.
Okay.
And, you know, a big part of my life and a big part of the things that I do are for being able to give back. So anybody who buys shirts here, part of the shirt purchase that they make is going to different charities, and we're setting that up right now.
Well, you'll come back after we get the star dedicated and we'll talk about Silver Moon. Thank you. Congratulations, Richard.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Isn't that clever? Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And please look into going with me next March to Dubai. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com. for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes, astrologyworldnews.com. Here she comes down from the mothership. We're under the seventh sign of Libra until October 23rd. But to find out what's going on with your own astrological sign, check it out at astrologyworldnews.com, and she can do your astrology reading over the phone. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, reminds you DWA has approved new water restrictions, no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. I was at dinner with Mr. Jerry Keller at his restaurant at Lulu's, and we had to ask for water, and we had to ask for the water glass to be refilled, because DWA has taught us it takes 6 glasses of water to wash 1 water glass or something like that. Check it all out, DWA.org. Oh, this is fun. I love this website, BeJustFabulous.com. And it's not the word be, it's just the letter B. JustFabulous.com. Lots of new stuff. Modernism Weekend, Saturday, October 15th, 12 to 2 p.m. Book signing with Adele Geilman, I hope, the author of Elrod Desert Modern Designs and P.S. Moderns. And then on Saturday, October 23rd, from 1 to 3, they have P.S. Noir Blood signing with J.D. Horn, Rob Bowman, Kelly Shire, and Barbara Barrett. Wow. Now listen, they have a special section to honor Queen Elizabeth II. I got to go see that. Check it all out at the letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, that's LALOVisions.com, says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, the psychic to the psychics, to find out what the world holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810. Or visit his website for more information. And again, this is a great gift idea. Book it now. $95 for a 90-minute reading. What is it our friend Pat Boone says? You'll thank me. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway reminds you they are currently shut down for annual maintenance. Their tentative reopening day is Monday, October 10th. Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn. Have them layer it with butter and a little bit of salt. Oh, please. But I digress. PSCulturalCenter.org. Besides the movies that you can look up on that website, listen to the shows you can pick from. Sunday, Keisha D, that's a weekly event. Monday, Mon Petit Salon, that's a weekly one. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor, that's weekly. Wednesday, Open Mic with Les Michaels on selected Wednesdays. And Thursdays, Razzle Dazzle, selected Thursdays. Thus endeth a pretty good reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, Sochi from DWA, Dennis Shelley, Cyberchat, and Mr. Community, Stephen Henke, Until then, you be well and all the best.